looking forward to the great change that will soon be coming to Cuba. Cuba's at the end of the line. They're very much at the end of the line. They have no money. They have no oil. They have a bad philosophy. They have a bad regime that's been bad for a long time. And they used to get the money from Venezuela. They get the oil from Venezuela. But they don't have any money from Venezuela. They don't have any oil. They don't have anything from... People can't even... They land in Cuba. They can't get gasoline to fly out. They have to leave their planes behind. And they want to negotiate, and they are negotiating with Marco and myself and some others. And I would think a deal would be made very easily with Cuba. But for 50 years, I've been hearing, as a little boy, I'd be hearing about Cuba. You know, Cuba's a disaster. But I've been hearing so much about Cuba. But Cuba's in its last moments of life, as it was. It'll have a great new life, but it's in its last moments of life the way it is. And but our focus right now is on Iran. And we'll do that. I would say, what will you do? Take about 2 days off, Marco? No, he won't. Maybe an hour. He'll take 1 hour off, and then he'll finish up a deal on Cuba. That'll be an easy one.